ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 3, entitled The Birth of Lord Krishna. And I believe we're doing 48 and 49, so we'll just chant 48 together. There's the next two purports are a bit short, so if there's no objection, we're going to combine a few verses together because they're so closely related. 48. Taya Rita Pratyaya Sarva Vritishu Dva Steshu Paureshu Api Saitesha Ata Dvarash Cha Sarva Pihita Duratyaya Brihat Kapatayasha Kila Shrinkalai. Tayarita pratyaya sarva vrittishu dvasteshu paurashva bisaiteshvata dvarascha sarvakpihita duratyaya Brihat kapataya sakila shinkalai Tayarita pratyaya sarva vrittishu Dvasteshu paureshva pisaiteshvata Dvarascha sarvak pihita duratyaya Brihat kapataya shakila srinkalai Tayarita pratyaya sarva vrittishu Dvasteshu paureshva pisaiteshvata Dvarascha sarvak pihita duratyaya Brihat kapataya shakila sinkalai Tayarita pratyaya sarva vrittishu Dvarascha sarvak pihita duratyaya Brihat kapataya shakila srinkalai Tayaritya pratyaya sarva vrittishu Vaksteshu paurashva pitaiteshvata Dvarascha sarvak pihita duratyaya Brihat kapataya shakila Ladies Tayarita pratyaya sarva vrittishu Saksteshu paureshva pisaiteshvata Dvarascha sarvakrita duratyaya Vihatka pataya shakira singalai Tayarita pratyaya sarva vritishu Vakstheshu pavreshvapi saiteshvata Dharascha sarvakpita duratyaya Brihatkavataya shakila sangalai Text 49 Takrishna vahe vasudeva agate Svayam vyavaryanta yatatamodave Vavarsha parjanya upangshu garjita Seshon vagadvari vivarayan panai word for word. Taya. By the influence of Yoga Maya. Ritta pratyaya. Deprived of all sensation. Sarva vritishu. Having all their senses. Antakstheshu, all the dormant, Paureshu api, as well as other members of the house, Saiteshu, sleeping very deeply. Ata, when Vasudeva tried to take his transcendental son out of the confinement, Dvaracha, as well as the doors. Sarva, all. Vihita, constructed. Dvaratyaya, very hard and firm. Brihat kapita, and on great doors. Ayashakila shinkalai, strongly constructed with iron pins, enclosed with iron chains. Tak, all of them. Krishnavahe, bearing Krishna. Vasudeva, when Vasudev Agate, appeared. Svayam, automatically. Vyavaryanta opened wide. Yata as Tamaha darkness. Rave on the appearance of the sun. Vavarsha showered rain. Parajanya the clouds in the sky. Upangsugarjita very mildly resounding and raining very slightly. Shesha Anantanag Anvagat followed. Vari showers of rain. Nivarayan stopping. Panai by spreading his hoods. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. By the influence of Yoga Maya, all the doorkeepers fell fast asleep, and their senses unable to work, and the other inhabitants of the house also fell deeply asleep. When the sun rises, the darkness automatically disappears. Similarly, when Vasudeva appeared, the closed doors, which were strongly pinned with iron and locked with iron chains, opened automatically. Since the clouds in the sky were mildly thundering and showering, Anantanag, an expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, followed Vasudeva, beginning from the door, with hoods expanded to protect Vasudeva and the Transcendental Child. Purport. Seshanag is an expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose business is to serve the Lord with all necessary paraphernalia. When Vasudeva was carrying the child, Seshanag came to serve the Lord and protect him from the mild showers of rain. Text number 50, translation. Because of constant rain sent by the demigod Indra, the river Jamuna was filled with deep water, foaming about with fiercely whirling waves. But as the great Indian Ocean had formerly given way to Lord Ramchandra by allowing him to construct a bridge, the river Jamuna gave way to Vasudev and allowed him to cross. Text 51. When Vasudev reached the house of Nanda Maharaj, he saw that all the cowherd men were fast asleep. Thus he placed his own son on the bed of Jasoda, picked up her daughter, an expansion of Jogamaya, and then returned to his residence, the prison house of Kamsa. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Vasudev knew very well that as soon as the daughter was in the prison house of Kamsa, Kamsa would immediately kill her. But to protect his own child, he had to kill the child of his friend. Nanda Maharaj was his friend, but out of deep affection and attachment for his own son, he knowingly did this. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that one cannot be blamed for protecting one's own child at the sacrifice of another's. Furthermore, Vasudev cannot be accused of callousness since his actions were impelled by the force of yoga maya. And then finally, 52. Translation. Vasudev placed the female child on the bed of Devaki, bound his legs with the iron shackles, and thus remained there as before. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Ukam Guru Divachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Erkivatam Mahamalle Sri Gurum Dinatharanam. So we've been hearing how Vasudeva and Devaki were put through such a terrible experience by Kamsa, a relative no less. What to speak if it were just some common enemy or an unknown, but this is a brother and brother-in-law who is putting Vasudev and Devaki through all this terrible austerity. A few years ago, I remember going to a very interesting prison called Alcatraz. If anyone's ever been there, you can take a tour around it. And when you go inside, it's just a, you know, it's a square building of concrete with these little teeny rooms that have nothing but a cell and a bench. Bars and a bench, and quite renowned for being a difficult place to be sentenced to. And then some years after that, I remember going to Krishna Janmasthan in Mathura. If you've been there, had a chance to come and go and see where Lord Krishna appeared, there's no comparison. At least in Alcatraz, there's a breeze. And you can even see the light of day at certain times. But when you go to Krishna Janmasthan, you have to go down underneath. And this, all it is just a concrete, or not even concrete, well, it is now, but just a square, dark broom way down underneath the earth. And can you imagine being sentenced there for years? Excuse me? Oh, yeah, wow. For years. And on top of that, trying to raise a family or having children. And nowadays, we're inconvenienced having children. We're inconvenienced with not having enough space, or we can't go here or there. We don't have the typical luxuries of Grihastha life. But you can you can't even imagine. Alcatraz was, four star. It is four star compared to Krishna Janmasthan. You can't even compare it. So what to speak of having children and then having them taken away and murdered? We can't imagine the great austerity that these two great souls had to undergo. But in reading these verses, I was appreciating, of course, Srila Prabhupada makes so many points, and they can be studied for, Srila Prabhupada comments how even one verse of the Bhagavatam can be studied for 6 months, and how Srila Bhakti Siddhanta spoke for 3 months on one verse. So, of course, there's so much that we can pick up from these wonderful verses and prayers. But one interesting point that stood out in my mind was how Seshanaga came to the service of the Lord, and how service is our main business. It's interesting how Prabhupada points out this, that Seshanaga is an expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose business is to serve the Lord with all necessary paraphernalia. The Lord himself is showing everyone what should be our real business. Of course, the mind is saying otherwise. It's telling us to answer the phone, or it's instructing us to go here or go there. Oh, I need to do this. This is so important. Otherwise, I can't make it in my life. Ato griha kshatra shutapta vittaya. This is the whole idea that I have a body, a business concerning the body, or I have business concerning the home, or I have a business concerning the property, one's children, relatives, and of course wealth. I have so much business to tend to throughout the day. This is the great illusion in the material world, that we think we have so many other more pressing things. But actually, our real business is to be engaged in Krishna's service. Of course, these things can, whether it be home or family or work, these things can be used in Krishna's service. They can be, that's the proper use of them for that matter. So it's not that as devotees of the Lord we don't do anything. It's not that we just sit around. But we do what's needful. Just as here, Srila Prabhupada points out that Seshanaga's business is to serve the Lord with all necessary paraphernalia. Whatever is necessary. Whatever is necessary. And whatever work may be required. And it's not that we're so, in all humility, one may think, well, I'm not qualified, but so I won't go in the kitchen. I'm not qualified, so I won't go out on a book distribution. Well, I'm not qualified, so I won't. In other words, it's a way to escape. In reality, we should be ready and willing to do whatever is necessary in order to spread Krishna consciousness. Take on voluntarily, tapinte lokatapinya, sarva prayasojana. The devotees of the Lord, they even voluntarily accept inconvenience and austerity in order to engage in devotional service to the Lord. That's our real business. Just like the business of the hands, or the senses for that matter, is to supply the stomach. Its business is the business of the senses is to act in union to provide to the stomach, so that the whole body can stay healthy. So it's the business of the living beings. Our real business is to be engaged in Krishna service, whatever it may be. Otherwise, what is the use of those senses? Otherwise, it's a waste of time, as the Bhagavatam explains. It's a waste of time to simply be engaged in this so many so-called important things that we need to do in life. They're not very important. Instead, our business should be to engage in the service of the Lord. And by that service, the devotees are protected. Just as here, Avasudevit, although they're shackled, and although they're in some concrete or some stone box under the ground, by the influence of Yoga Maya, Daivam Pakriti Mashita, by the influence of the internal energy of the Lord, even the most impossible thing can be accomplished. And we see that especially in the example of Srila Prabhupada. Of course, in this particular pastime, we're seeing how Vasudev, in such a terrible condition, was allowed to go out, cross the raging Jamuna, switch babies, come back, and then he shackles himself again. So even the most impossible things, the most difficult things, can be accomplished by the Lord's internal energy. Even though we may think that it's an impossible task, the reality is that if one simply makes that endeavor, and whatever that endeavor may be, the best example is Srila Prabhupada, how he took the risk of crossing at such a late time in life to take on this austerity of preaching Krishna consciousness. So what to speak of us? We don't have, we've got so many luxuries, we've got so many amenities, we've got so many advantages, and if we don't use them, it's a very unfortunate situation. But if we try, there's no doubt that the Lord will give protection. Interesting comment that Srila Prabhupada makes here from Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is that one cannot be blamed for protecting one's own child at the sacrifice of another's. It's a very interesting comment. That naturally we're protective of our own family. And Srila Prabhupada again shows that example, that he was very protective of his family, ISKCON. Very protective. Protecting it, as well as, of course, the word of Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. He was very protective of that from atheistic ideas. Srila Prabhupada is very intent on defeating these atheistic ideas of the scientific community or different hodgepodge interpretations of the Vedic conclusion that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are so many hodgepodge ideas out there. You just get out there and you can see. You go to the different societies and associations. They're all speculating what Krishna is giving in these, in this, through the this wonderful Vedic philosophy, and of course, even those who are more calculated in their attacks. Sometimes we have having that experience as well. Sometimes those who may be a little bit more calculating and they're motivated by some personal gain, they want to attack Krishna consciousness. So Srila Prabhupada was very protective, just here as Vasudeva was also very. So there's no callousness there. There's no fault in doing such a thing. So there's no fault in defending Krishna consciousness, the Krishna consciousness movement, for that matter. Sometimes people are attacking. So we don't have any hesitation in confronting such persons, whether it be some intellectual, some jnanis, or even powerful yogis, or mayavadis, or whatever. Because we know that Krishna is there. But because we know that Krishna is real. Just as here, Vasudeva understood, he could see how the personality of Godhead was real. And we, again, we have the example of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada knows that Krishna is for real. So we also have to become convinced of that. And that if we simply take shelter and engage in honest service, that Krishna will provide and protect whatever, again, whatever one may need in the execution of that service. So again, there are many points I'm sure that could be brought up, but we'll end there. Are there any questions or comments? Archita Prabhu.
Naikama Prabhu, thank you for a wonderful class on short notice. I know, because I scheduled the classes and we had this stay for Bhakti Charu Maharaj, but he couldn't make it and you jumped in at the last moment. Thank you. This last point you made is so important about protecting ISKCON, about protecting the family first. A lot of people don't get this. Every day, constantly, I'm getting emails from all around the world, people who are attacking ISKCON, this, that. So my question to them is, which organization do you belong to that doesn't have any problems?
Which one? I'm sorry?
I'm asking them, which organization that you belong to that does not have any problems or any people that cause any problems at all?
Yeah.
Prabhupada said, trying to make a devotee is like trying to train a wild animal like a tiger. So of course there are going to be problems.
Gallons of blood.
Yes, you're trying to turn, you know, materially contaminated souls into pure souls. So of course there are going to be problems. But show me your organization that doesn't have any problems or people who don't make any problems or any mistakes or... So, you know, thank you so much for this is such an important point. If you belong to ISKCON, work within ISKCON, stick with ISKCON, work out the problems. Yes, there are going to be problems. Work them out within ISKCON. Don't be so eager to run and listen to other people here, there, everywhere. They'll just contaminate you and come here and try to take advantage of ISKCON.
Yeah.
They hate ISKCON, but he's simply focused on ISKCON all day long. So when they die, they'll come back in ISKCON, I'm sure.
They don't mind coming and and throwing their problems on us or trying to... Or try to cherry pick from it. So we're so there's no harm in aggressively defending.
Just like to add one more thing, because the Ratha Yatra is coming up, and every year this happens. All year long they're bashing ISKCON, and then when the Ratha Yatra comes, sure enough they come there and act like it's their Ratha Yatra. And you tell everybody that we're putting on this festival. Come and take our books. Don't take the ISKCON books. Take our books, like that. They literally, they come and take advantage of the Ratha Yatra, pretend that it's their Ratha Yatra, and try to give people their books, not the ISKCON books.
Yeah, it is so. It is anyway. There's a lot of words you can use, but that's we're being mic'd right now, so we won't use them. Yes, Prabhu.
Naikatma Prabhu, you also mentioned a very important thing about service and the service attitude. And you were mentioning also in respect to that, that sometimes devotees feel that they are not qualified to do something, but when an opportunity presents itself, you shouldn't grab hold of it. Having said that, to become enthusiastic towards service is a very important element, because for you to take up service, you must be enthusiastic and determined to do that service. What do you suggest we as devotees should do to become more enthusiastic?
My first response would be association. Association is so important in spiritual life, in Krishna consciousness. If you have the proper association, you have to look for it, of course. But if you have a good association, anything can be accomplished. Just by, again, the example of Srila Prabhupada, the most fallen and unqualified people were engaged in spreading, propagating Krishna consciousness. And to this day, they're still engaged. It's only by that a little lava matra, that little bit of association, and being enthusiastic about it. But I think the number one thing would be association. Srila Prabhupada, one time there was a comment by one devotee. He was discussing his condition and how I'm fallen, and Prabhupada's retort was, don't remain fallen. Okay, you're fallen. It's accepted. Okay, you're an idiot. Don't stay an idiot. Pick yourself up and do what's necessary to become a Mahatma, a great soul. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. So where do you draw the line, or where would one draw the line then between just doing the needful and acting according to one's nature? Sometimes I've heard people say to me, you know, well, Prabhu, I'm being asked to do this particular service, but it's
not my nature.
But it's not my nature, and I don't like it, and it causes me anxiety, and I've tried it. But yet I found in my own life that if I just do something and just try, that, you know, somehow or another it becomes easier. You know, if you wait until you think you're ready to do something,
the day may never come.
Exactly. So just can you speak a little bit about that, please?
There's a very nice statement here. It says, Svakaryam udaret pragya karya dhvangsena murkata. An intelligent person should somehow do the needful. One who spoils the need at hand is a fool. The need at hand right now is for us to pick ourselves up and get out of this material world. So it's right in your face. There's so many things to do. And if you don't do it, what can be done? You're a fool. So the intelligent person should somehow do the needful. Whatever it takes. So maybe I need Guru Sadhu and Shastra. Maybe I need some adjustment in my own sadhana. I need better. You know, there's so many things that can be done. But the point is that one should be prepared to do the needful. Otherwise, what can be done? We tried our best. And people will take it. Some will, some won't, some will. What can be done? Maharaj? Oh, I'm sorry. Sagar Maharaj.
Yeah, thank you, Prabhu. It's regarding the point Archita Prabhu highlighted at the end. And I was also wondering, where do we draw the line between defending ISKCON, and sometimes people give a critical feedback to us, and it might also happen that we defend our own anarthas in the name of ISKCON and under the banner of protecting ISKCON we offend. Kind of chase people away.
I think that we have to be intelligent about that as well. Those who obviously someone who's just come from Venice Beach a few months ago, and they happen to have a dhoti and shaved head and tilak, they may not be qualified to deal with someone who is familiar with philosophy or Krishna consciousness or Vedic concepts, and you may not be qualified to argue or contest their arguments, just like Srila Prabhupada warns. I remember years ago reading or hearing how there are great scholars. There are so many great scholars in Vedic thought. But if you're not qualified and you're associating with them, it's so very easy to get confused, misled, and have total misunderstanding. So the point is that one should be one should recognize where you're at in your level of Krishna consciousness, and be careful not to overstep those boundaries. Take senior advice, and just give simply what Srila Prabhupada is giving in his books. We don't need to speculate or concoct beyond that, and then you're in a safe position. There's less chance of making some offense or misrepresenting Krishna consciousness. I remember when I first came to Krishna consciousness, sometimes we'd go out and talk with people, and the tendency is to start, when you're preaching to someone and they start listening a little bit more, they begin to become a little bit more interested, the tendency is all of a sudden to start stretching things. That was my experience anyway. I don't know about anybody else, but my experience is that you start stretching all things, like you think you really know so much, or in other words, you get a little too eager to share Krishna consciousness, and you start speculating. So one has to be very careful and know your boundaries, and pick your association. Yeah. Maharaj, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for a very nice class, Nakatma Prabhu. I just wanted to talk just briefly about the point that had been made about a person saying, well, this is not my nature, therefore I don't want to do it. I'm not qualified to do this, and therefore I don't think I should do it. First of all, Srila Prabhupada said, he said this over and over again, because so many devotees would come and say this very same thing, I'm not qualified. Excuse me. It's not my nature. His invariable answer was, well, then you become qualified by qualifying yourself by doing it. And even if you make 10 mistakes And you do two things right, that's the beginning of doing more things right. You confront it. You don't run away from it. You face it. And you develop through it. So many devotees had to take on the position, probably maybe even yourself, of temple president. And they did not have any background in business. They didn't have any background in interrelationships with people. Nonetheless, by doing it, they made little mistakes here and there, and they corrected the mistakes, and gradually they became qualified. So it takes a little bit of courage, determination, perseverance, patience, and eagerness to please the spiritual master. That is the key point. We should want to please the spiritual master, who in effect is pleasing Krishna. If we're here to develop pure love of God, well, the way we do that is by pleasing the Lord, and by pleasing the spiritual master, we please the Lord. So, therefore, by engaging or confronting a situation which is difficult, troublesome, doesn't please my senses, doesn't build my ego, that's a good thing, to confront it. And even if you have to be smashed in the process of it, we develop humility, we develop understanding, and we develop the ability to gradually, slowly become competent in it. So that was the important thing that I wanted to bring out. That the way we prove our love to the Lord, our love to the spiritual master, is by taking on difficulties, troubles, problems, crises. Because by going through these things, which are not always pleasant, they're not always engaging and likable. But the very fact is that we are in effect saying that my dear Lord, my dear Srila Prabhupada, my dear spiritual master, you are worth my trouble. You're worth my going through this difficulty, because you have in effect given me so much mercy, so much kindness, so much goodness, so much guidance. Why should I not trouble myself? You're worth it. So that's the basic idea. Is the Lord worth it? And that's the way we prove our love, by going through difficulties, troubles, not looking for them, but when they come, face them and go through them.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.